This is Bird Note. With its rubbery-sounding rattles and clownish red eyebrows, the ptarmigan is quite the standout northern bird. And it's particularly well-adapted to wintertime in the snowy realms it calls home. Like Cinderella at midnight, this bird is utterly transformed by winter. During its autumn molt, the ptarmigan sheds its mottled brown plumage for a cloak of snowy white. And skip the glass slippers. As the winter approaches, the ptarmigan's feet grow feathers. Even the bird's claws grow longer. And that added surface area means the ptarmigan is ready to travel over the snow. It practically has its own set of snowshoes. If you or I tried to travel across ptarmigan turf in winter, we'd likely sink into the snow up to our shins, our thighs, or even our hips. But not this bird. The ptarmigan's genus name, Lagopus, is a combination of the Greek words meaning foot and hair. Like a rabbit, Lagopus, hare-foot. The name's a nod to another big-footed northerner, the snowshoe hare. For more on the ptarmigan and other birds we feature, check out our website, birdnote.org. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Pre-produced at my ski lodge in East Vancouver, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Sick Thoughts from New York City, and that was from 2023. After that was Golden Pelicans from 2017, and then Poison Ruin from 2021. And that was Coast Show winner with the song that followed, which was from Still Depths, also from 2021. The Poison Ruin song is about as perfect a hard rock song as I can think of. I wonder if it's a cover or if anyone's covered it with the Still Depths song. It's how good the song is and the purity of intention in the song and the performance. Anyway, that was followed up by Ty Segall. That was early Ty Segall. That was from 2010. I thought the transition from the quiet verse to the louder chorus begged for a guitar riff like 10 Years Gone by Led Zeppelin. This is stupid, but this is what I mean. After that was OCs from 2020. I love OCs and Ty Segall both, but if you're that prolific, there'll always be something I don't have. Then it was The Sheaves in Mono from 2019. I still believe in The Sheaves. Then after that was Beak from 2011, followed by Elizabeth Whittington from last year, and then Jay Holy from 2013's Skeletor EP. And coming up next is Jay Holy.